Hello there, my name is Christian and I'm calling you from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything, I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Would you mind giving us a hand with this survey? It's only about 5 minutes. I'm sorry?
Hold on, what kind of survey?
It's about national politics.
Okay, I'm listening.
Yes?
Okay.
All right, thank you so much. We really appreciate this. So the first question here is, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, the internet, or television?
No.
Yes or no? Thank you.
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. What are the chances you will vote in the November 2024 general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices?
Oh, I'm voting.
Are you certain or is it probably?
No, I'm positive. I'm voting.
Thank you. And may we ask, what is your age?
I'm 45.
Thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Black.
Okay, thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 is meaning extremely motivated, to a 0, where not at all, where do you stand?
I'm a 10.
You're a 10, nice. Okay,
yeah.
Now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. First person is Marcy Gamter as Congresswoman.
She's fine.
Would you say you approve strongly or somewhat?
I'm in the middle.
Okay, thank you. What about Sherrod Brown as senator?
The paperwork's still in. I don't know about him.
You don't know? Okay, thank you. What about Joe Biden as president?
I don't know about him either.
I'm sorry?
I don't know. I'm still...
Kinda. All right, thank you.
Yeah, kinda.
What about Donald Trump as former president?
Well, I'm in the middle with that, too.
No. Okay, thank you. Now, I am going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impressions of that person, okay? And if you don't know them, just also tell me. Is your impression favorable for Joe Biden or unfavorable?
I don't know. Like I said, I'm in the middle because, like I said, I'm studying them now. I'm in the middle. I don't know what side I want to go on yet. So.
All right. So if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democrat candidate?
You can't vote mixed?
I'm sorry?
Can you vote mixed, or you just gotta have one or the other?
You're only gonna have to choose one person. Do you think for U.S. Congress, in the election for U.S. Congress, your Congress woman or man, would you want that person to be a Republican or a Democrat?
See, I can't answer that question because it all depends. See, I got to study the person. It all depends what they do for the people. Because a person can promise you anything. I can't say, I'm going to vote this way, or I'm going to vote that way, because I really don't know.
What about for president?
I said Democrat.
What about for president? If the presidency, if the elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? There are three candidates. There's Donald Trump. There's Joe Biden, and there's F.K. Jr.
I don't even know who the third one is, but 9 out of 10, I vote for the third person.
For who?
Would you say that?
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah, the Kennedy. I vote for
okay.
him.
Okay. All right. If the elections for president were held today, are they going to just wear a Republican? And if the election for Senate were held today, and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote? Moreno or Brown?
Well, I think Sherrod Brown, because he's been in office. He's still in office, ain't he?
Sherrod
Brown in office now?
I think so.
Okay.
Is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kamptor, or would you say that there is no chance that you would vote for her?
I'll vote for her.
Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there is no chance you would vote for Derek Marin, Republican Derek Marin?
I don't know who he is.
Okay.
I better get my ass on and do my research. looking for my research. Shit.
Yeah, that's always good, you know, because then you're more informed. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason not to vote against Republican Derek Marin? You don't know him, right? So I'm gonna write here that I don't know him. I do not know him. Have you never heard that name?
No.
Okay.
That's why I'm like, I need to start learning these people. If I'm going to vote, I want to vote for the right person.
Mm-hmm. So these last questions are for statistical purposes only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Me?
Yes.
I went all the way.
I'm sorry?
I graduated.
From college?
No, I graduated from high school.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you have voted previously, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
I'm independent.
Thank you. How important is politics to your personal identity? Is it very important? Somewhat important? Not too important?
Not too important.
Thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a nice weekend.